In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How, as Christians, are we to guide our lives? How do we know what to do? How do we know how to navigate the difficult questions that we face and the temptations that we encounter in life? The answer is found in the Scriptures, and especially in Psalm 118 in the 14th section, all the verses beginning in Hebrew with the letter Nun. It begins with the verse, "Thy law is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my paths." Now, many of us would be more familiar with this the way that it reads in the King James Version, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my paths." I wasn't able to find any reference material that explained or gave a possible explanation as to why the Hebrew text and the Greek text vary slightly, but the thing to keep in mind is that throughout this psalm, you find in every verse some synonym for the Scriptures. And so really, it doesn't make a fundamental difference to the meaning of the text as to which one that it is. But I remember as a child, I think it was in a vacation Bible school, but we would do the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, and then we would pledge allegiance to the what they call the Christian flag, which is really the Protestant Christian flag. And then we pledge allegiance to the Bible, which I always thought was very interesting, particularly given that Protestants like to attack us because we venerate things. But here we were placing our hands over our heart, we were looking at a copy of the Bible, and we would say, "I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God." And as far as the sentiments that are expressed in that pledge, it's actually not bad. It's true. And that's what this verse is really telling us, is how the Scriptures can guide us and show us how to live. The path that's talked about is the path of our lives. And if you're a Christian, it's the narrow path. It's the difficult path. It's not the easy path. And without the Word of God, we are left to stumble in the darkness. Many of you, like myself, get up routinely when it's dark, and if you have someone else that you're concerned about waking up, you don't just flip on the light switch. You have to get around the house in some measure of darkness. Well, what I typically do is I get my cell phone and press the button so that I have a little bit of light from the screen, and then I can figure out where I'm going. But occasionally, like when a hurricane knocks out the power, you have a little less options about getting around the house, sometimes unexpectedly. And you discover how difficult it can be to get around in the darkness. But imagine if you lived in a time before electricity and you sometimes had to go walking at nighttime, then if you had a moonless night or if the sky was cloudy, how dark that it could get and how difficult it would be, how dangerous. And imagine especially, for example, if you were walking up a narrow, winding path on a mountainside, and if you took a wrong step, you might tumble over to the side. Well, that's a pretty good image of the narrow path that we have to walk as Christians. But the Scriptures are like having a flashlight or having a torch, some light that guides us to where we're able to see where we need to go, where we need to step. And for us to access that light, we have to familiarize ourselves with it. We have to study it. Otherwise, it's not going to be of any good to us when we actually need it. Then it says, "I have sworn and resolved that I will keep the judgments of thy righteousness." Having recognized that the Word of God is our guide in the path of life, the prophet David then swears and resolves to follow that guide without fail. We have to make a commitment that we're going to do what it is that we know that it's right as Christians. Then it says, "I was humbled exceedingly, O Lord, quicken me according to thy word." The ascent of our will is necessary, which is what the previous verse alludes to, if we're going to be able to walk on the narrow path of salvation, but we can't do it in our own strength. In our own strength, we're going to fail. It's only when we depend entirely on the grace of God that we will get that strength. We have to be humble and recognize our inability and our need to depend on God, and only then will we be made alive by the grace of God and be able to keep his words. "The free will offerings of my mouth be thou now pleased to receive, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments." In the Old Testament law, there were regular obligatory sacrifices that were made throughout the year, but then people could offer free will offerings. And so it's alluding to a type of offering that's what we want to do in addition to whatever else that we have to do. And we, in our prayers, shouldn't just be going through the motions. It shouldn't just be seen as an obligation. It should be something that we look to do. Now, it is something that we need to make ourselves do if we don't have that feeling, because it is something that we know that we need to do. But the more we do it, the more we will begin to feel the benefits from doing that. And studying Scripture without prayer, without living in the worship life of the church, is not only useless, it's dangerous. You could be an atheist and study the Scriptures, but it wouldn't do you a lot of good. It would probably only harden your heart to read the Scriptures and not do it with any faith or with any prayer. My soul is in thy hands continually, and thy law have I not forgotten. The question we have to ask when we face difficulties in life, when we have to make a choice that's going to cause us problems about what we're going to do as a Christian, is whether we want to offend God or whether we want to offend God's enemies. Because very often, living the Christian life means that we're going to have to take a stand that other people around us are not going to like. But if we've committed ourselves to God completely, if we've placed our life in his hands, we won't be afraid of the consequences. Sinners have set a snare for me, yet from thy commandments have I not strayed. Elsewhere in the Psalter, we hear the verse, many are the tribulations of the righteous, and the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. There are many snares that the devil sets for us. There are many temptations that we encounter in life. But if we are guided by God's word, if we pray, if we worship God, if we're living a pious life, regardless of whatever temptations we may face, if we allow the light of God's word to be our guide, we will never fall into that snare. I have inherited thy testimonies forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. The Scriptures are a great inheritance. It's a great treasure. And one could even take that one step further and say the entire Orthodox faith is a great treasure. Those of you that were born into the church, you should recognize what a great gift has been given to you. And unfortunately, there are so many people who've been baptized in the faith that have no appreciation for that great inheritance that they've been given. And if you ignore it, if you don't access it, it's not going to do you any good. But we should rejoice in the Word of God. We should rejoice in the tradition that we've been given, because it's like having a great fortune. And if we avail ourselves of that fortune, we can deal with any problem that we may face. We're like a rich man who, whatever problems he has, he can cover it. There's not a whole lot of difficulties in life, at least external to one's own health, that a rich man can't deal with by paying for something. He can get himself out of many a jam by paying for something. Well, if you are familiar with the Scriptures, there's nothing that you're going to face, no temptation you're going to face, no difficulty in the spiritual life that you're going to encounter that you won't know how to deal with, because you will have been instructed by God's wisdom. You often hear people who will say things along the lines of, if only I could ask God about this, or if only God would tell me something. And people even sometimes go to fortune tellers and astrologers because they're trying to get some guidance from above as to how they should live their life. And yet we have the book of the Bible that is there, that is written to us, inspired by God, His words on every page, and we don't even bother to read it. And in that Bible, it tells us everything that we need to know about what it means to be a Christian and everything we need to know about how to live that life. If we just avail ourselves of the information God's already given us, if there's some problem we encounter that the answer isn't clearly spelled out in Scripture and tradition, then maybe God will give us some sort of a special revelation. But let's at least make use of what we have before we start wondering about the things that we don't have. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes forever for a recompense. What is the recompense or the reward that we have when we incline our hearts to perform God's word? That's to hear the words on the last day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." And then to be united with our Lord for all eternity. If you were a slave and you had your master beating you and making you wash the dishes and wash the clothes and clean the house or go out into the field and work, you would probably not be a very happy person because you would be motivated only by the fear of punishment and it would all be a drudgery. But the very same work that's done by a slave is done every day by people who are parents, who are husbands, who are wives, and they do it because they love their families. And when you're motivated by love, doing those things isn't a drudgery because you're doing it because you love those people. The same is true in the spiritual life. When we love God, the difficulties of doing what we know we need to do as a Christian are done away with once we really love God and we recognize that we're doing it because we love Him. If we will look to the Scriptures to be the light that guides us on the path of salvation, resolve ourselves to follow them without fail, and depend on God's grace to give us the quickening power to do so, God will teach and empower us to do so. He will teach us as we study the Scriptures, immerse ourselves in the corporate and private prayer life of the church, and if we simply entrust ourselves to God's care, we need not fear what anyone else might do to us, because He will deliver us from every snare set by the enemy. The Scriptures are a treasure trove, which if we make it our own, we'll be able to draw from its infinite resources for every need we may have. We will have peace and fellowship with God in this life, and all the more so in the next. Amen.